But I still have a tender side. This is the side that I practice with you. I hope you don't mind me practicing on you, because when the day comes that I finally have kids, you know, I'm going to tell them stories every night before I tuck them in.
I'm going to tell them, once upon a time, there was this devoutly religious man. Devoutly. And he's living in this house in the lowlands, in an area prone to flooding. And all of a sudden the creek rises and the water starts swirling into his house, and he goes, son of a gun, and he's barely able to just climb out of there up onto the roof before the water really rushes back. So he's sitting there up on the roof hanging onto his chimney, and these guys come by in a bass boat and say, hey, buddy, hop in. We'll take you to shore. He says, no. God will save me. And they say, well, all right, suit yourself. Sure enough, somebody on horseback. Horses swim real good. This guy's out horse. He's got the reins of another horse, and they're swimming by. They see him up on the roof trapped like that. The guy on the lead horse says, hey, if you want to, you can hop on this horse behind me, and he'll swim us safely out of here. The guy said, oh, no, I ain't worried about it. God's going to save me. Sure enough, a while later, a helicopter out there scanning the area, looking for people. This guy in the helicopter, you know, he gets over and says, hey, you on the roof? We will lower down a cable with a seat. Get in the seat, we'll pull you into the helicopter. And the guy says, no, and he waves off the helicopter, says, get out of here, no, I don't need you. God is going to save me. Just then, the river comes up really high, sweeps him off the roof of the house. He bangs his head on a log and drowns. Now here's the guy showing up at the pearly gates. And there's God standing there. And he says, God, I've been so devoutly religious all my life. I've lived for you. Why didn't you save me? And God says, you stupid schmuck, I sent you a boat, I sent you horses, I sent you a helicopter.